Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From One Modern CAD, vibraphonist and composer Chris Dingman, we start this new 643rd episode of Neon Jazz. That was the tune Goddess off the 2020 CD called Embrace, and it's a great album. This cat is known for his distinctive approach to the instrument. He's sonically rich and conceptually expansive, bringing listeners on a journey to a beautiful, transcendent place. Since he could remember, jazz was the path for him in his life, and during a recent interview, he opened up about it.
I was always strongly drawn to music. There's like photos of me as a baby playing piano, and I have a lot of strong memories of music as a very young kid. As I was growing up, I didn't necessarily go to like a conservatory. I wasn't sort of groomed in the more traditional ways at first. So I was considering other options, and then realized actually when I turned 20, realized that music was the path for me.
Over the years, Chris has worked with the legendary cats Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter and many other visionaries in the jazz world. He's also been all over the world, to places like India, Vietnam, extensively into Europe and North America. He is an active educator, working with students of all ages and levels for the past 15 years. Great to kick things off with a vibes cat. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that birthed many jazz innovators and sounds. From the heyday to today, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, beating back COVID-19 and sticking together, providing you some jazz that may just help a little bit. One person that Chris did admire and had plenty to say about was Bobby Hutcherson. And as we get into the tune Like Sunny off the 2009 CD Wise One, let's hear Chris explain.
The first thing that's coming to mind is all these Bobby Hutcherson concerts that I saw, especially when I was first getting into the vibraphone. And that was around the turn of the century. Bobby was, he was on fire during that time. And it was like he could make the instrument levitate. It was just so insane to watch him play, and his connection with the instrument and his technical facility, and just like his, you could really sense his voice coming through. this is Chris Dingman, vibraphonist and composer, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Was a very storied pianist and composer, Onaje Allen Gums, with the tune Betcha by Golly Wow off the 2010 CD Just Like Yesterday. This is yet another jazz gem that was taken from us because of the coronavirus. He left us at the age of 70, but he will always be remembered for his contribution to hard bop and other genres. He started on the scene in the early 70s as a brilliant cat on the keys, and that never ended. From the all-around talented producer, composer, saxophonist, filmmaker, bandleader, and educator, Hayes Greenfield. This is the tune Because of You. Yes, you, as the jazz rolls on.
Hi, this is Dan Loomis, bassist from Brooklyn, New York, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Okay, so now Job is really at the edge. And everyone who wants to say that Job doesn't curse God, that God won our little bet, has got to have an issue with this. Now, I appreciate the legal and semantic ins and outs, but here's where Job curses the day he was born. He wishes that he'd never been created. Then he says what he really wants is an audience with God. He says to his friends, I know the arguments that you have made to me. I've made these arguments myself. But now it's come to me, and I want the answer to why. He says, my eyes have seen all this and understood it. What you know, I also know. But I desire to take my case to a higher power, to argue my case with God.
That was the New York City bassist Dan Loomis with the tune Appeal to a Higher Power off the 2020 CD Job Trials. He has had more than a decade of performing experience since moving to New York City, and he has emerged as a daring leader, a sought-after sideman, and a composer whose view of the world and willingness to explore his own inner questioning has led to the creation of innovative and moving works. We caught up with Dan here at the show, and this is what he had to say about learning from the best in jazz.
I would say with those guys, like getting to play with Gary Burton and getting to play with Wycliffe and seeing those musicians of that caliber on stage, just how much presence of mind they summon for each performance. They, you know, I played with Gary, and at that time he wasn't playing as much. And just to see how he can really turn it on, like when he gets on stage, he's all there and he can like bring kind of his whole life of experience.
So Dan had some thoughts on the great Miles Davis, and as we get into the 1949 rendition of J. Rue with the orchestra, listen to Dan explain.
Well, to me, some of the most inspiring guys are really just like the heroes of everyone. I mean, I would love to have been able to see Miles' band. I feel like he's almost unequaled in terms of being able to get so much from every band, like always getting exactly the right people, and whatever he did to bring the best out of them. I feel like so many people did their best playing in his band.
Thank you.
That was the very storied percussionist and bandleader Ray Mantilla, who we just lost at 85. That was the tune Alexandra off the 2016 CD called Head Games. This cat had a prolific jazz career for more than half a century, playing on hundreds of recordings with the likes of Max Roach's Boom, Herbie Mann's Flute, Bass, Vibes, and Percussion, and Charlie Mingus's Cumbia and Jazz Fusion. He was one of the three most recorded conga players in jazz history. Our next stop on this hour of jazz comes from an act known as Daydream, featuring Phil Haynes, Steve Rudolph, and Drew Gress. This is the 2019 tune Bossa 21 off the CD simply called Originals. Thank you.
Tom Albert. I'm a jazz guitarist. My latest album is Albert Plays Jobim, and you are listening to Neon Music in Kansas City. Thank you.
That was the Australian-based jazz guitarist and businessman Al Barre with his take on the tune Wave off the 2020 CD Play Jobim. This cat takes to the stage, elegant in a tailored black suit and very obviously comfortable in his skin, toting one of his Gibson Custom Shop hollow body Les Pauls. And the show goes on. He is a fascinating cat, and one of the biggest influences for him was Frank Sinatra. It goes back to his childhood. So as we get into the 1945 tune Put Your Dreams Away, listen to Al Barre talk about it.
The soundtrack of my childhood was all the American classics, the Frank Sinatra, the Nat King Cole's, and so on. And so therefore, I thought that was always natural to listen to that sort of music. Although he did listen also to opera, and that I know I didn't like at the time. I like it a little bit more now, but it took me a lifetime to like opera.
Put your dreams away for another day, and I will take their place in your heart. Wishing on a star never got you far. And so it's time to make a new start. When your dreams at night fade before you, then I'll have the right to adore. Let your kiss confess this is happiness, darling, and put all your dreams away. At night fade before you, then I'll have the right to adore you. Let your kiss confess this is happiness, darling, and put all your dreams away.
This is Arwan Ortiz, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was Cuban-born pianist and composer Erwin Ortiz with new material. That was the tune Part 1, Sacred Codes, off the new 2020 disc, Inside Rhythmic Falls. And finally, it's been said that basketball is like jazz. And that may be the case in this next tune, straight from Lawrence, Kansas, and the lore of KU basketball. Via the 2020 Rock Chalk Suite, written and recorded by the musicians at the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis, this is the tune The Wise Guys, as we say goodbye. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat still sweating out the quarantine of spring 2020 with style and pure jazz grace, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
Reach out to us. We're always here. We'd love to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, please support all the arts out there as we go through this COVID-19 period of our lives, and enjoy the music, my friends. Ha 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 ha
You've been listening to a great selection of jazz music with Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz. Neon Jazz is written and produced by Joe Dimino, engineered by John Christopher. That's me. Produced at the studios of Yowza, Kansas City, Missouri. All rights reserved.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Neon Jazz.